For decades, corporate giant General Electric polluted the Housatonic River with chemicals from its Pittsfield, Massachusetts factory. A documentary filmmaker from Berkshire County was just finishing a movie about the ongoing saga of the river, the communities along it, and the activists battling for a voice in its future. When news broke on February 10th that a deal had been hammered out between GE and the towns adjacent to the river in Berkshire County, it sparked protests from locals opposed to the plan, which would create a new landfill in Lee. Now, Aaron Kalischer Coggins says his documentary, The River Guards, will have a new ending.
I'm from Pittsfield in Lenox. I grew up a half mile from the river, and when I was growing up, I would play in the river, canoe, kayak, sometimes swim in it, which now I regret. And I wasn't really aware of what was in the river, and I knew that there were issues, but it wasn't kind of front and foremost in my head as a child. When I moved away from the Berkshires as an adult, I started seeing reports about what was happening with the Housatonic and the efforts to clean it up. And I was shocked and horrified that there hadn't really been as much process in the last 10 years as I thought there might have been. And that started me off researching more. And I thought doing a short documentary would be a great way for me to learn more and also to share the story with other people, both around the world and country and also locally in the Berkshires. It's been really interesting showing the film to people and talking to people locally, because despite the fact that the Housatonic River flows through so many towns in the Berkshires and driving around Pittsfield, you cross the Housatonic constantly, but you're never really aware of it. And even people who have lived in the Berkshires their whole lives, it's not really something they engage, the river's not something they engage with frequently. And most people just have no reason to engage with a river, frankly, especially a polluted one. So the film was an attempt to tell the story of the fight that has happened for the past 30 years, and also to show what's going on now and what might happen in the future.
So where did you start with this process? Who were the first people you reached out to learn more about the Housatonic?
The first thing I did actually was watch a documentary by someone named Mickey Friedman, a documentary filmmaker in South County, who made a film called The Good Things to Life, which chronicles 20 years of the river fight. He was intimately involved with Housatonic River Initiative, and he filmed a lot of the proceedings in the 90s. And that film was a great start. It had a lot of great interviews with GE workers and other activists. And that allowed me to see what it was like from the perspective of people who were the most intimately connected to PCBs, the people who worked in the plant. And that led me to talking to people at the Housatonic River Initiative, BEAT, the Berkshire Environmental Action Team, and various other stakeholders in the Berkshires, the EPA.
After doing this research and meeting these people and conducting your interviews, what kind of narratives emerged out of the river in the community here in Berkshire County?
The amazing thing is that everyone wants the river cleaned, for the most part. Not to generalize, there are some people who don't want the river cleaned because a lot of the people who recreate on the river don't want it dredged, because that would ruin the aesthetic of it for 10 years, depending on how long it takes to revegetate. But most people do want the river cleaned. And that's nice to start from that point, because it is kind of a mutual environmental understanding. The narrative that emerged was very much one of, a lot of people are very jaded, I think, because they've experienced literally decades of corporate negligence, bureaucracy, and most of all, a lack of transparency, I think. A lot of people are frustrated that many of the decisions made for the river for the past 30 years have been made behind closed doors. And I think a lot of people were looking for transparency and public accountability. Adding to the complexity, everyone has a different idea of what a good cleanup might look like. A lot of people want the river dredged. A lot of people want in situ remediation, so not taking any sediment out, but treating it in place. A lot of people don't want any sediment taken out at all to preserve the apparent pristine nature of the river.
With the news that there's a new agreement in Berkshire County to address the river cleanup, the EPA came together with a lot of stakeholders in the community on the state and federal level to make a big step forward in the cleanup process. How does that change your plan for the documentary? I mean, it seems like a whole new chapter has begun.
Yeah, my film was actually complete, and I have been submitting it to film festivals, and it has been accepted into a few. None have been publicly announced yet, so I can't speak of that. But my film was done, and then I received word that there was a big announcement from the EPA, so I've gone back to the edit, and this will definitely be a new ending. It's an exciting ending because it's a step forward for the river, which I think everyone was looking for. it's definitely a contentious step forward because despite agreement amongst many stakeholders, there's still some hesitation from some people about what to do going forward. And my film probably won't cover that, but it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward.
In your research for this, were there other rivers or other similar cleanup situations around the country or world that you look to as like a comparative point to the Housatonic?
The Housatonic River and the Berkshires are not unique. There are so many post-industrial towns and cities around the country and world that have similarly polluted rivers and watersheds. And there's an organization called Waterkeeper Alliance, which has hundreds of people and organizations around the world who are dedicated to cleaning up rivers. The Hudson was really an interesting parallel because it was also contaminated with PCBs. But the interesting thing is every river is so different and every problem is so different and the solutions are so, the stakeholders, the solutions, the chemicals, the pollutants are all so fundamentally different that there was nothing that was clearly paralleling this situation.
Looking back over the production of the film, were there any moments from that that really stood out to you as sort of encapsulating this experience of digging into this very contentious local issue?
The thing that really stood out was the importance of community activism and perseverance. This is an issue that has been going on for so long, and it's an issue that's been going on for so long, but there are still people who have been steadfast for the past 30 years. Tim Gray, the Housatonic River Initiative, for example, they've been committed to the fight for a long time, and their tone has remained pretty even for the whole time. It's become very apparent to me through this production that people need to take ownership of their local rivers and watersheds. Even if the average person had literally no part in polluting the Housatonic, it is part of the ecosystem that we live in. And rivers are such a fundamental part of our lives, even if we don't engage with them on a day-to-day basis. They are the backbone of ecosystems. They carry nutrients in plants and nutrients in animals. And interestingly about PCBs, they bioaccumulate in the food chain. So when worms and other benthic organisms in the sediment are digging around, they're taking in PCBs. And when those worms are eaten by larger animals, as the PCBs travel up the food chain and then eventually go into the Atlantic Ocean, we find that there are PCBs all around the world in polar bears and whales. I talked to a scientist at GW University who studied men in the Faroe Islands, and they, of course, have never produced PCBs, yet these PCBs show up in their bodies. And living in the Berkshires, even though most people have not contributed to the PCB problem, it's still something that we need to help out solving. And I guess more than that, if we don't clean up our own backyards, who will? And it's important for people to be watchdogs and to make sure that corporations, that the government maintain accountability, because if the people who are living in these places don't take action, I don't think anyone will. And we've seen a lot of, for instance, at the meeting today, there's a lot of talk from people who don't live in the Berkshires, and I think their hearts are generally in the right places, but even so, it takes the perspective of someone who is engaging with the river on a daily basis. They might live by the river, they might work near it. It takes the perspective of someone who is living in a place, I think, to tell the story accurately.